We're going to start the third and final hour of the show with another 12th anniversary-based set of songs. This is the 12th anniversary, and a dozen is 12, so here's a set of dozen songs, beginning with Count Basie.
You got real bad hair. Your face is all hidden now, your back's all bare. If you ain't doing the bobo, what you head doing there now? You's a dirty mistreater, robbing a cheat, slipping in the dirt. Now your papa is your cousin, and your mama do the Lord is all. Sister, why she asked me to kiss her? I told her to wait until she got a little bigger. She got a little bigger, says, and I did kiss her. You know about that boy that I didn't miss her. Now she's a dirty mistreater, robbing a cheater, slipping in the dirt. Now your papa is your cousin, and your mama do the Lord in all. ¶¶ said she did very well. Next 3 months she began to raise a little hair. Next 3 months said she got real rough. You know about that she was strutting her stuff. Now she's a dirty mistreat, robbing and cheating, slipping in the dirt. Now your papa is your cousin and your mama do the Lord it all. Like your mom, but she wouldn't do this. I hit across the head with my great big fist. The clock's on the shelf going tick, tick, tick. Your mom's out on the street doing I don't know which. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I like your mom, but she got too many men. Ashes to ashes, now it's sand to sand. Every time I see her, she got a brand new man. Now she's a dirty mistreat, robbing the cheat, slipping in the dirt. Now your papa is your cousin, and your mama do the Lord in law.
We began that dozen set with Shreveport, Louisiana native and Paramount House pianist Will Ezell and Playing the Dozen, recorded in Chicago around February of 1929. That was followed by Rufus Perryman, nicknamed Speckled Red because of his light complexion, freckles, and red hair, and the Dirty Dozens No. 2. Speckled Red also wrote and recorded the original Dirty Dozens, like No. 2, a body insult song which had been banned by the U.S. Army because it was the catalyst for frequent fights. We finished up with Pep, written by pianist Arthur Schutt, from a perfect 78 waxed in October of 1925. So what does Pep have to do with Dozens? Well, the band, which was made up of members of Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, was credited on the label as the Deauville Dozen. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is the 12th anniversary show of Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL Avalon. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument, and after about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University, which of course is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, he went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the eight-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Laun and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February of 1928, Bert Laun talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. And early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner.
My whole life through, And so I say, thank heaven for you. Forgiveness all divine, but all the sweet things you may say can't mend this heart of mine. Never thought that anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold. But after I was sold and all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? I'm not trying to patch things up. What's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a pup the way you treated me. How could anybody be so darned unfair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do?
saw the picture, the big broadcast. Probably came out of the theater as I did, humming and singing the theme song. Please. Your little ear to my pleas, lend a ray of cheer to my pleas, tell me that you love me too. Please let me hold you tight in my arms, I could find delight in your charms every night my whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Oh, please say you're not intending to tease. See the happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
There you have three from Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. We started off with the Leo Robin Ralph Ranger song, Thank Heaven for You, from the Paramount Picture International House. That recording is from June 20th, 1933. Next, from a Hit of the Week record, which accounts for its more than 4 minute playing time, almost twice as long as any other standard phonograph record, according to the ads, we heard Was That the Human Thing to Do, a Sammy Fain Joe Young collaboration from February of 1932. And we finished up with another Robin and Ranger song, this one from The Big Broadcast, where it was sung by Bing Crosby in his first starring feature film. That was Please, from October 27th, 1932. Last week, July 26th, marked the birth in 1903 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, of bandleader Don Voorhees. His recording career began in 1926, and by 1931, when he disbanded, he had made dozens of sides, primarily for Edison, Columbia, Hit of the Week, and the Banner labels. In 1935, he became musical director of the CBS drama series Cavalcade of America, which presented dramatizations of American history and was sponsored by DuPont. Here's a portion of the beginning of a Cavalcade of America show from 1937.
The Cavalcade of America, presented by DuPont. In our chronicle of the passing scene, which we call the Cavalcade of America, you've heard stories of pioneers in government, in industry, in art, and in science. The kaleidoscope of events has pictured the role of the covered wagon, the advent of the railroad, the steamship, and the airplane. And woven into this ever-changing picture of American life, you've heard America's songs. Just as the songs of a country truly reflect the manners of their times, so the work of the scientist typifies the progress and advancement of a nation. The writers of our songs try to bring pleasure into the lives of the people. So also our research chemists, such as those who work in DuPont laboratories, striving to provide more comforts and conveniences, hoping to make the world a happier place in which to live. Their goal is the objective expressed in the DuPont pledge, better things for better living through chemistry.
For 26 years, Voorhees was conductor of the Bell Telephone Hour Orchestra, beginning on radio in 1942 and continuing on TV until 1968, and he won an Emmy in 1966 for his work on the series. He died in New Jersey on January 10th, 1989. Here's Don Voorhees.
New hit of the week record. It is made of durium, the great invention of a Columbia University professor. Its tone is as rich and clear as the costliest record made. It is guaranteed to play perfectly longer than any other record. It won't break if you drop it. It brings you the latest dance hit every week, played by Broadway's best orchestras at the sensationally low price of 15 cents. Each week, our music jury, composed of Florence Ziegfeld, Eddie Cantor, and Vincent Lopez, select the outstanding dance hit of the hour for a Hit of the Week recording. A new Hit of the Week record is now on sale at all newsstands in this city. Get yours today, 15 cents. Stand by while Don Bury's famous orchestra plays for you, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
I don't have to tell you who that was because the announcer already did, but I'll tell you anyway. That was Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. That was another Hit of the Week record, and this released as a demonstration record around February 6, 1930. The vocalist is unidentified. Before that, it was Rube Bloom's composition Soliloquy, recorded September 6, 1927. In the band, Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, and Lenny Hayton on piano. We started off our tribute to Don Voorhees with Don and his Earl Carroll's Vanities Orchestra recording for Edison on February 28, 1927, and the second take of Pardon the Glove. Don Voorhees and his orchestra made 19 issued sides for Edison between October of 1926 and July of 1927, and for that session, he was paid $450. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to a special 12th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL 88.7 Avalon. A couple of weeks ago, I played Wyoming, which was written by Gene Williams, and I mentioned that I was going to do a ukulele segment on the show anyway, but it's especially timely since Ian Whitcomb's new book, Ukulele Heroes, has just been published. In it, Ian gives some history of the instrument and profiles some great ukulele players, not just from the 20s, but all the way up through today, with himself included. Again, that's Ukulele Heroes, The Golden Age by Ian Whitcomb. And here are some ukulele songs, beginning with the Gene Williams composition that triggered this segment.
Be careful how you handle those records.
All right.
I love a ukulele, I love a ukulele. pretty little thing. I play a ukulele, I play a ukulele, and that's what they say, I wish you'd sing. You know I never had anyone give me a lift. No, never look in a book, it's just a gift. I love a ukulele, you try a ukulele, you love a ukulele too.
Lily in his hand.
Well, there's one of the ukulele heroes that's in Ian Whitcomb's new book, Ukulele Heroes. That, of course, is George Formby, but other than telling you that that was with my little ukulele in my hand, recorded July 1st, 1933, I'll let you read about George Formby in Ian's book. With My Little Ukulele in My Hand was written by Jack Cottrell, who had written two other of Formby's early hits, Chinese Laundry Blues and Sitting on the Ice in the Ice Rink. Before George Formby, we heard the Hilltop Inn Orchestra in September of 1927 and I Love a Ukulele. I Love a Ukulele was written by Fred Hall, Arthur Fields, George Wiest, and Billy Rose. There was no such place as the Hilltop Inn. It was simply a pseudonym on the Champion label for Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the Royal Troubadours, Murray's Green Gables Orchestra, and Jimmy Carr and his orchestra. There was a Champion label from 1906 to 1907 made by the International Talking Machine Company, but this Champion label was originally manufactured by the Star Piano Company and sold as a budget label at three for a dollar. Most Champion records were simply used pseudonyms and were issues of Jeanette Masters. In 1935, Harry Jeanette sold the trademark to Decca, which discounted the label and discontinued. I told you. Which discontinued the label the following year. We began this ukulele segment with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with the vocal trio of Aronson, Phil Sachs, and Harry Saliers, and Give Me a Ukulele Baby, and Leave the Rest to Me, from December 10th, 1926.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Well, I've got plenty of records left here. It's about 5 minutes to nine, but I'm going to keep going because I've got lots of records, and my boat doesn't leave until 9:45, so I'm just going to keep on going because I can. For this last segment, I have just some individual records and interesting songs that I've come across in the past week or haven't played on the show before. These aren't in segments. I'm just going to play them one at a time for as long as we have. So here's a British band I wasn't familiar with until last week. These are the Four Bright Sparks.
Thank you.
That was The Four Bright Sparks and My Idea of Heaven from March 10th, 1930, and I believe that's the only recording of that song. It was written by Walter O'Keefe and Robert Emmett Dolan and is from the 1929 Pathé musical drama Red Hot Rhythm. Walter O'Keefe appears in as a New York music publisher in the film, which, despite having a chorus of girls costumed as human flames, got an ice-cold reception and was shown for only one day in New York. The Four Bright Sparks were Van Phillips on clarinet and alto sax and directing, Arthur Young on piano, Len Fillis, F-I-L-L-I-S, who played banjo and guitar, and Rudy Sterita on drums, vibraphone, and xylophone. In the late 30s, he came up with a couple of unique instruments, the octamarimba, and a couple of years later, the octavibraphone, which looked like sort of a glockenspiel. Now, here's a band. Before I do that, I want to remind you that this is KISL Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial, and KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. Here's a band most everybody's familiar with, but I wasn't familiar with this recording, so we're going to have an aha moment, courtesy of Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Fun record that is. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Aha from a Victor 78 made May 6, 1925. The vocal quartet consisted of Billy Murray, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, and Wilford Glenn, all of whom, with the exception of Murray, were members of the Shannon Four, Shannon Quartet, and the Revelers. Aha was written by James Monaco and Sidney Clare, who also together wrote We're Back Together Again, My Baby and Me, and Me and the Boyfriend. Aha was also recorded by Ted Lewis, Harry Radiman's Orchestra, the Nightclub Orchestra, Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra, and the Varsity Eight. We haven't had many female vocalists on the show, or any, but we're going to remedy that right now. I'm a huge fan of the Pickens Sisters, and you hear a bit of them with Happiness Ahead on promos for the show. Here's another female vocal close harmony sister group I just became aware of, the Trix Sisters. Yes, Trix, like the cereal.
They pick right with them. They don't need a faulty Simon Legree. There's a beat, there's a measure for each cotton roll. They make work seem a pleasure, dancing as they go. Pickin' cotton, low down. Pickin' cotton, go down. Sing as you go, right down the road. Pickin' the cotton away. Pickin' cotton, way down. Pickin' cotton, stay down. Into your sack, onto your back, good times are coming to stay. Pick away, white folks say, every nail must thicken. Pick away, every day, you can pay for fried chicken. Pickin' cotton, gotcha, pickin' cotton, gotcha. Sing as you go, right down the road, pickin' the cotton away.
Sisters, Helen and Josephine, accompanied by the Gilt Edge Four and Pickin' Cotton, written by DeSilva, Brown and Henderson, and recorded in London on February 6, 1929. The Gilt Edge Four was actually six, including Len Phyllis on guitar, who you heard a few songs ago as part of the Four Bright Sparks. The Trix Sisters were born Helen and Josephine Yeiser in Newmanstown, Pennsylvania. Helen, born in 1886, was 12 years older than her sister Josephine. Now here's our old friend Irving Kaufman with Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. I don't know what Irving did, but he's trying to kiss and make up. Thank you.
Life's a lonely and I'm awfully blue, and so are you. My little sweetheart, why should we cry? Regretting, why don't we try? Forgetting, you ought to know, I love you so. Listen to me, honey, why should we do? Be broken hearted and blue. Don't you realize that I have your heart? You my heart too. Oh, tell me, why should we have to be parted? Let's go back to where we started. Kiss and make up. Let's kiss and make up again.
Vincent Lopez and his orchestra with a vocal by Irving Kaufman and Kiss and Make Up. Kiss and Make Up was composed by Al Bogate and Carl Heffel with the lyrics by Ned Miller. Vincent Lopez began many of his records by saying, "Lopez speaking," but it's just as well he didn't on that one. That recording is from September 3rd, 1927. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up here, much as I hate to. You've been listening to a special 12th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL 88.7 Avalon, and I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week. This final record is Dr. Demento's closing theme song, and I'm going to close this show with it. It's one of my favorite records, Scrappy Lambert and Cheerio, Cherry Lips, Cheerio.
Lips of rosy hue, I must leave, and you're blue. Lips beguiling, just forget to sigh. So long is not goodbye. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio. Won't you give me a smile when I go? You shouldn't look so blue, because everyone loves that smile of yours. Cheerio, when the moon sails along, in your heart sing a bright little song. Someday I'll kiss away your troubles and woe. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio. Cheerio, won't you give me a smile when I go? You shouldn't look so blue, because everyone loves that smile of yours. Cheerio, when the moon sails along, in your heart, sing a bright little song. Someday I'll kiss away your troubles and woe. Cheerio, cherry lips, cheerio.